Audio Gravity, 10th of May 2009. First link I want to look at today was something that I've been looking for about a month or so, which was for Doorstepper, which was the ability to keep a div stuck to the bottom of the page, so like a sticky footer, if you like. And funnily enough, if you go to cssstickyfooter.com, great name, they've got a bit of code that works in Chrome, Firefox, Explorer, Opera. It's been tested. And it's a really good piece of code for sticking a footer at the bottom of the page. And I'll probably be using this quite a lot on a lot of sites. Mainly the one, like I said, was Doorstepper, but I'll probably be using it on the blog. Next link was for how to use BitTorrent like a pro. Now, I don't know if a lot of you use BitTorrent, but I've been using it for a number of years. I started off on Windows using uTorrent, and there's been I've tried pretty much everything from XTorrent to Views to loads, you know, command line versions even. And I found that the one I like the most is XTorrent still on the Mac, but occasionally I use uTorrent. There's some good features in uTorrent that allow you to subscribe to feeds so you can get stuff delivered automatically, but I don't use it all the time. I use it once in a while, but there's a good link over on Gizmodo, how to use BitTorrent like a pro, and they go through all the instructions about how to set up port forwarding so that you can get the best speed to serve out upload and download. The reason why I'm telling people about this is I see from one of my previous Audio Gravities, I can see in the next couple of months, 3 months, 6 months, that will be pushing more and more to use P2P, and I'm guessing that a lot of the torrent clients will start to realize that distribution of media will change, and so there'll be more need for P2P software applications code that will use that sort of transport protocol. And I'm guessing that a lot of the heavy lifting will be done by the Ustreams and the XTorrents of the world in the background. Maybe not XTorrents so much, because it's very, very closed Mac application, very pretty. Next link is, I just want to give a heads up to a really, really nice designed page over on Spy Rest Studios, or it's actually SpyreStudios.com, S-P-Y-R-E Studios.com. Really nice site, really lightweight, really efficient. And it's got some great stuff over there about jQuery, footer designs, motion graphics, all sorts. Really, really clean design, really nicely laid out, and it's been an inspiration to me over the last week or so while I've been working on the new layout for Medium. Following on from a Audio Gravity from a few days ago about codecs, somebody pointed out to me on Twitter, and I'm sorry I forgot who you were. If you want to put your name on the comments, that would be fantastic. But I've only just found this over on bbc.co.uk under rd/projects/direct/index.html. I'll put the link in the show notes. The BBC research have actually developed a video compression family using open technology. This is quite cool because they're doing a general purpose video compression family suitable for everything from internet streaming to HDTV and electronic cinema. So I'm guessing that they've done this because they got fed up with paying licensing costs for, you know, whatever they were using in the past. I'm guessing Real Media was one of their sort of, you know, holding blocks, really, because they used to do all the live audio streaming via Real Media. I don't even know if they still use that, but I'm guessing that they've built this to push things forward. And who better to do it than BBC to research into making an open source module? It's great for the community, it's great for them, and they've got tons of media. Another link over on Dolphin Music again, they've actually got the Alsys Pro Track in stock now, and they're showing up at £180. So if you've already got an iPod Touch or an iPod Nano and you want to do really good high quality audio recordings and have the features of XLR inputs and lining inputs and gain controls and all that great stuff, you can pick one of these up for £180. And very tempted, very, very tempted, because it gives you a real good backup. For instance, at Ben's big gig, this would have been ideal to take a feed off the sound deck straight into it for a backup recording. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. Bye.